And let me also say this at this point. I have a double standard between my boys and my girls. I hate to break it to 2019 America, but boys and girls are not the same. There's a difference. Now, my sons are going to go out one day and be heads of household, run their own life. They're going to work and have a career. That's what they're preparing for. My daughters are not preparing for that, because that's not God's will for women to go out and do their own thing and run their own life and be a businesswoman. That's not God's plan. So I'm not preparing them for that. I'm preparing them to be a godly wife, mother, homemaker, because that's God's perfect will for their lives. Okay. And so what I mean by that is that when my sons are 14, 15, 16, I want them to go out and work and get jobs. And they're already out working. My three oldest boys, they go to work and they get things done, make money. And I think that's great. You know, the sooner they can start working, the better. And start, you know, as long as they get their schoolwork done and everything like that, then getting out and working and getting that experience is valuable. But, you know, when my daughters turn 16, they're not going to go get a job at Taco Bell or McDonald's or something so that they can make minimum wage and be flirted with and hit on by every unsaved, worldly, ungodly man outside of my supervision. Okay? Women, the Bible says, are the weaker vessel. Okay? Now, women are just as valuable as men. In Christ, there's neither male nor female. And obviously, women and men have the same value and worth, but they are the weaker vessel. I don't think that my son is going to get raped out there, you know, by some woman. It's just not going to happen, friend. But you know what? Women, they go out in the world, they could be easier to seduce or to overpower or abduct or just influence. And so they need to be protected by their dad. And if you actually study the old, and I know some of this is controversial, but so what? Amen. Who cares? This world is a messed up place. We don't care what they think. We care what the Bible teaches. And as I study the Bible, I see a father back in the law of Moses being able to guarantee his daughter's virginity. So how did he guarantee that? He guaranteed that because he knew where she'd been. And he knew that there wasn't any opportunity for her to have lost her virginity because she wasn't out doing whatever unsupervised. And so my daughters are never going to go out and do whatever unsupervised. They're going to be supervised all the time until they get married. I'm going to pass them off to their husband. And then at that point, it's on him, okay? And obviously, you know, once they're an adult and they're married, they're going to have a lot more freedom. But my teenage girls, you say, well, how are they going to have money to buy things? I'm going to pay for it. I'd rather go get a second job than to just send them down to be, you know, pawed at by every Taco Bell McDonald's employee. It's not worth it for that little three-hour shift, minimum wage paycheck, to go down there and have all these bad influences. I'm not going to send them to the public school system. I'm not going to send them to Bible college. I'm not going to send them to the fast food industry. No, they're going to stay home with me. And, you know, they can get out and see the world with me. They can get out and see the world with my wife. They can get out and see things on some occasions with a big brother standing by ready to kick anybody's butt that, you know, gets the wrong idea. Folks, we need to protect our daughters. Yes. Have you ever noticed that in a fundamental Baptist church like ours, there's a demographic that's conspicuously missing? You single guys are like, yes, amen, you know. Why? Because you have way more young men in a fundamental Baptist church that are 18 to 25 than young ladies that are 18 to 25. Why are the young, single, 18 to 25-year-old ladies typically missing? I'll tell you why. Because they're out living like the devil. That's why. Because their parents let them do whatever. They're not under any strong leadership. And so they turn 18 and they go out and do whatever. And it's sad. You know, we need to make sure that we raise our daughters right. And yes, allow them to have a good time. Yes, allow them to have friends and a life. But you know what? They need to be supervised and not just given just total freedom to go do whatever. It's not going to end well, and you can like it or lump it, but that's what I believe. And that's what I'm, as for me and my house, that's what we're going to do.